for fun, and maybe you've already won.
Alu, keep it tropical. Just noticed we're really playing that laid-back reggae set. You're tuned into the Tempo Sounds, the culture, and I wanted to make sure that I introduce people to what the Caribana is all about. If you ever wanted to experience a vibrant explosion of music, color, and the Caribbean pride right here in North America, then let me introduce you to the Toronto Caribana in Canada. Now, the Caribana is Canada's largest Caribbean carnival and one of the biggest in the world. Held every summer in Toronto, it's a spectacular celebration of Caribbean culture with roots in Trinidad and Tobago's carnival. Carnival kind of tings. From the breathtaking costumes and the soca-fueled parades, to steel pan rhythms, dancehall vibes, and Afro-Caribbean food, there's a bit of some Afro beat that's fused in, or it's fusioned into the mix there. This is more than a festival. It truly is a movement, a commitment, a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a vibe of rhythm of resilience and joy. Now, whether you're Caribbean, whether you're Caribbean born, meaning whether you're Jamaican, Trinidad and Tobagoan, whether you're from St. Kitts, the Bahamas, listen, the Caribbean goes way, 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 way deep. This is where cultures really connect. freedom is expressed and the streets of Toronto come alive in a burst of unity and celebration. So get ready, because the road is calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's about a 3-hour drive to the New York border. To my Canadian friends, you know I got to bring you guys some bourbon. So I don't want to hear that you're not partaking to some of Kentucky's finest. And that's my gift from Pittsburgh to you all. Dave, Charlie, hope everyone in Canada is ready to get some of that Temple Sounds of Culture into the mix, yeah? Some old school reggae, Ja Shaka and Aswad. Great song called the Aswad Special. Mayute, Pittsburgh, Wagwan. Nesta Marley, Kinky Reggae.
Oh, let you rock my boat. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Oh no. Oh please, don't you rock my boat. No, no. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Nesta Marley, you're listening to Temple Sounds, The Culture. And did you know that Bob Marley's final concert ever was right here in Pittsburgh?
Can't you see?
It took place on September 23rd, 1980 at the Stanley Theatre. Now, during this time, Bob Marley was battling illness, but full of fire. Bob Marley delivered a powerful, emotional performance, closing the show with Get Up, Stand Up. It was a moment of musical history and spiritual strength that lives on in the hearts of the fans worldwide. Pittsburgh witnessed the legends Last Live Raw. The Lion of Judah, Robert Nesta Marley, continued resting in power. And it's that time where we play the commercials and the public service announcements before we go to the next set. Temple Sounds of Culture, keep it locked. WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh, PA.
Sounds of Culture. face to face. Will my OS pass the test? Will my tweet compete? Will you like my post the most? Does my web address impress? If you cared, you'd have shared information, negotiations. Charge me up, I'm dying down. You can take my stuff. Profile. I like to tap that app, so pin it up on my wall. I might text the step up call. So follow me, I'll follow you, and add me to your queue. Chat me up, I'm coming down.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tembo Sounds the Culture. Broadcasting on WRCT 88.3 FM. The heart of Pittsburgh. Where music meets talent. We're also broadcasting in Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. Hello, Toronto. Hello, Mississauga. That That's in the province of Ontario. We're also broadcasting on Asha Radio Prime and Mawalking Radio, Africa's hottest online radio station. We're kicking back with some of the greatest out there in funk, soul, and R&B. Hello, Pittsburgh. Let's get to work, yeah? My name is Dr. Kenya Osi Radoli, and I'm happy to be here. What a pleasure, what an honor. Let's get to it, yeah? Song's called Outstanding by the famous The Gap Band. We started the show with Kyle Hollingsworth. We played Stuff. Then we played The Blackbirds, Mysterious Vibes. And now we're rocking with Outstanding. 412-499-5000. Holla at me. Get in touch with me. Let me know how you're doing, yeah? Where you're listening from so we can big up your ends. Send me some requests. See if I can squeeze them in. That's the kind of show we have. Just chilling and vibing and honoring those that came before us as we stand on the shoulders of the giants that came before us, yeah?
DJ OC.
What you do?
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Thank you.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.